Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Join your hosts, Sandra Flack.
And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. That is from Esther 4, verse 14. This is Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. I'm your host, Sandra Flack, and our guest today is real estate associate broker and realtor with Keller Williams Capital District, Jean Singleton. Jean is also a volunteer ambassador for a few local organizations, including Justice for Orphans, specifically in the area of Care Portal, which is what we'll be talking about today. Welcome to the show, Jean.
Hi, Sandra. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's an honor to have you on. And I love the fact that you're actually here with me in the studio because not all of our guests are local. So it always is exciting for me to have somebody right here with me. So to set the stage for our listeners who might not know about Care Portal, Care Portal is an online tech platform that connects child welfare agencies with local churches to help the church meet the needs of children and families who are in crisis right in our local communities. Justice for Orphans has launched Care Portal this month in Schenectady County, officially adding New York to the Care Portal map. So now there's 17 states where Care Portal is active. So Jean, share with us why you are so passionate about Care Portal.
Well, I'm passionate about Care Portal because I see it as the tool that God is going to utilize to literally change who waits in the foster care system. I went to Stephen Curtis Chapman?
Chris Tomlin.
I am so sorry.
That's fine.
Chris Tomlin concert.
Stephen Curtis Chapman's good too.
Yes, yes. I went to the Chris Tomlin gathering a few months ago, in which he talked about it before the concert. He had a little gathering of people who were
With America's Kids Belong.
Yes, with America's Kids Belong, and they said at that time that their goal was to help change who waits, and that really resonated with me, especially as I started hearing the stories about Care Portal and saw that they literally are changing who waits, that instead of having hundreds of kids or thousands of kids waiting for foster parents, they have actually reduced it in some states, reduced it so low that now they're just looking for adoptive parents because they don't have as many foster kids. So that it just really said to me, it's possible to change this. It's actually possible. And so when I was at that concert, God kind of did some stuff in my heart. And I don't know if now is when you would want me to say this, but so I was a foster child. I went into the foster system when I was 4 years old, me and six of my siblings. Mm. And then I had an adoptive family, and then I was with a third family. So I've kind of been in the system a little bit and always kind of had a heart for that. But because my situation, out of all the siblings that went with me at that time, my situation was actually the best. I found them recently over the...
So your siblings, you didn't all get placed with the same family. You got split up.
Yes.
Wow.
One of them was with me years later for a couple of years, and then she moved to another family again. So we were all split up, and when we kind of found each other, we all sat down one day in a circle, and everybody told our birth mother, who we found at the time, told her our story. And I listened to that story, and pretty much from that day until the Chris Tomlin concert, I think I suffered from survivor guilt because my story was the least bad of all of them. Mm. And I always wondered, why did God, I felt like he reached down in what some people called the gutter of our life at the time, picked me out, shook me off, and set me down in the safest environment of all of my siblings. Mm. And gave me the opportunity to have piano lessons and music and to grow in relative safety and to some degree flourish when they did not. And I have always, I think, felt a little guilty. Like, did he love me more than them? How come me? Why did he pick me?
Right.
And when we were at that gathering, and Chris said that what they were looking for was people who will reach into the community and connect the churches with the government and connect the press in and get all these different. And as he started saying what they needed, my mind said, oh, I know somebody who can help with that. Oh, wait, I know somebody who can help with that. Oh, I know somebody who can help with that. And I, as I sat there, I said, wow, I am not here by mistake, even though I was not given a an invitation to it. Someone else who was given an invitation, Nanette, invited me to go with her at the, you know, at the last minute. And I said, sure, I'll just come. I saw, I am supposed to be here at this meeting. That's all I saw at that point was, wow, I could, I think I have an ability to help here. And then we went to the concert, and in the middle of the concert, which really wasn't a concert, it was a worship service,
yeah,
a full-on worship service of all these amazing musicians singing each other's songs.
Yeah.
It was really exceptional. And during the second song, which I can't even remember what it was, I was singing full heart, singing it, and I realized this is why. He took me through the path he took me through, not because he loved me more than them, but because he needed me to go through this particular thing to be what I needed to be, to do what I needed to do. And at the time, I didn't even know about Care Portal, but I knew I am here right now for such a time as this in New York State to help change, which sounded crazy to me as I was saying, to help change the foster care system. But I knew that's what it was. And I'm telling you, the guilt released.
Wow.
It was gone. And I said, okay, now what, God? And then I think I met you and you started talking about Care Portal. And I actually had been in my head thinking, okay, now how can I come up with a system where I can connect the business with the church and with the people? I actually was in my head thinking, writing up a notebook, okay, who can I? And
yeah,
then I met you and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the system. So, and there's one more cool part.
Yeah.
That verse that you read from Esther, I was born Esther. My birth name was Esther.
Wow.
When I, and as I was writing that this morning, I'm like, wow, God, you are so awesome.
Yeah, yeah, we'll give but, him the glory there, yeah.
Yeah, so that's really why I have the burden that I have, and I just see that there are people who want to help, there are businesses who will help, there mm-hmm. are churches who want to help, and from what you're saying, the counties really want to help.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm passionate about it.
Wow, that's exciting. That's an exciting story, and it's, you know, you had the heart to transform foster care here in New York, and that does sound like this wild, crazy thing. And then to add to that, it, several years ago when we had first launched Justice for Orphans about 5-6 years ago, we had just started, and you know, there was no Care Portal. I was making an announcement at church one day about the youth group was selling, they had made and were selling quarts of soup as a fundraiser to help JFO. And there was a guest speaker at our church that day. And the gentleman actually singled me out and had this word for me. And one of the things that he said was, God is going to use you and your organization to transform the way foster care is done in New York. And at the time I thought, because this guy wasn't from New York. And I said, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, that's like impossible. It would have to be God. And I didn't dismiss it, but I just sort of put it on the shelf and thought, well, you know, I'll file that away and we'll just see what God does with that, you know. And then when I was this past spring, when I was in Kansas City to meet with the Care Portal folks, the founder of the organization that has created Care Portal, the founder, Mike Fox, of the Global Orphan Project, they're the folks that really created this Care Portal system. He shared how he believed that God was going to use Care Portal to transform foster care across the nation. And I just felt that was confirmation for me that, okay, this is what JFO is supposed to do at this time, because it's a very big undertaking for our organization. But we really felt like the Lord was opening this door, and this was the direction we were supposed to go. And here, that's the same message that you were hearing about foster care. So, we know that God is in it. for sure. So you've graciously, Jean, stepped up and started spreading the word in Schenectady County, where you live, to the churches there. We at Justice for Orphans need the churches to partner with us to meet the needs and to make the connections with local children and families in crisis. So the way Care Portal works, a child welfare caseworker uncovers the needs. They see incredible need every day. Maybe the need is for a crib or for a bed for a child to either not go into foster care or maybe to come out of foster care and be reunited, and a bed or a crib is needed. Maybe a utility bill needs to be paid. The caseworker enters the request into the Care Portal system, which basically it goes out as an email to all the participating Care Portal churches. So churches locally who enroll in Care Portal, they will receive an email that, oh, there's a single mom who needs a crib in order to keep her baby home and not end up in foster care. So the church simply opens the email, and if they choose to meet the need, they just reply back through the email to the caseworker. And then with the caseworker, you work out the when and where and how the need will be met, where to deliver the crib and what, you know, what day of the week that'll happen and all that kind of thing. So churches can also commit to pray for the child and the family in at the center of the request, whether or not they decide they're going to buy the crib or provide the bed or whatever. Churches can simply pray for this family, because you'll know at the heart of every one of these requests is a child in crisis, a family with a need right in your community. So we need churches in Schenectady County to enroll in Care Portal, because we've launched in Schenectady County, and the county actually approached us when they heard about Care Portal and said, we need this. We need Care Portal. Please help us here. So that's why Schenectady County was our first county to launch in. So Jean, why do you believe it's so important for the churches to get involved?
Well, actually, my answer to that question was going to be different than the answer I'm about to give you, because I got another answer this morning on the way in. I was talking to my husband about it, and I saw that a person that I know who doesn't really have many family members around her, she came to know the Lord many years ago, and she threw herself into being part of her church, and that church became her family. Mm-hmm. And when you were reading the verse and talking about that God places, or when we were praying today, I'm not sure when you said that he sets the lonely in families. In my mind, that always meant families.
Yeah.
But there's some degree to where I think it also means the church family.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of families out there that need the connection to the church that will never get it.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of people within the church who really want to help and have no idea how to.
Exactly.
Or even if they know how to, they're scared it's going to be somebody who just randomly off the street and is, you know, scamming them or something.
Right. That happens.
The churches need to connect to here, because it is a way for them to find out a truly vetted need and to reach into the people right around them.
Yes.
This isn't just, you know, somebody in another state that is impacted by a flood, or in Kenya who's impacted by some other thing. It's people in your neighborhood or walking past your doors.
Yeah.
The end goal will be for it to be churches that close to where the need is. And I think God wants it.
Yes. You know, so. We do too. We do too. And that's the thing. Churches, I believe, if they don't know the need right outside of the doors of the church, then this is a way for them to really see there are hurting families and children in every community across the country, including our communities right here in New York and in the Capital Region. And if the churches do know and they see it, then they're not always sure exactly how to help. And, you know, we know every church probably gets asked for help. People kind of come in off the street and they need help with rent, or they need some food or whatever. And we have hearts to help, for sure. But sometimes churches get taken advantage of, because we might find out that that same individual hit up all the churches around that block, you know, and then you kind of start to wonder, like, you know, really? Whereas every need that comes through Care Portal doesn't come through an individual person with the need. It comes through a caseworker who's working with that family and knows that this is a need, and they also include with the request the reason why the request is being asked for. This would help a child have stability so they don't go into foster care. This will help stabilize a foster family that has taken children into their home. This will help stabilize an adoptive family. This will help reunify a biological parents with their child when it's time to do that, which is the goal of foster care. Children, young adults who age out of the foster care system, who don't ever get a family, they're 18, 19, 20 years old, and then all of a sudden they're out on their own. So many times caseworkers will enter requests into the system that will just help that aged out youth find, get some stability. So there's other reasons as well, but the reason always comes with the request. So the church knows the point of this is why you're being asked. This is why this need is so crucial. So presently we have the following Schenectady County churches enrolled in Care Portal already. So we have Global Prophetic Ministries. They're right on Crane Street in Schenectady. Harmony Christian Fellowship, Calvary Tabernacle, and Sunrise Church. We also have a couple churches in Albany County who are kind of signed up and ready to go. They want to help, even though we're not in Albany County yet, although we are talking with the folks at Albany County, and we're hoping to be able to launch Albany County in the early part of 2019. But Grace Baptist Church in Gilderland and Life Church Albany, as well as my own church, Abounding Love Christian Fellowship, they've all enrolled because they're like, we'll start helping in Schenectady County until Albany County launches. You know, we want to get involved in this. And then a couple of churches in Saratoga County that are not too far from Schenectady County. We have One Church, that's the name of their church, One Church in Clifton Park, and Faith Baptist Church in Rexford. All of these churches are committed to meeting the needs of local children in crisis. And we are so thankful that they've partnered with us. They've enrolled in Care Portal. But we need more churches. The more churches that are involved, the more needs can get met, the more families can be ministered to. But there's also a higher likelihood that the church that responds is right in the same neighborhood as the family and the child in crisis. So we really want to be able to have the more churches. We also don't want to burden any, you know, any. It's, have you heard that saying where it's like 20% of the people do 80% of the work? Yeah. We don't want that to happen with this. We want there to be so many churches that when requests come through, and not just the requests don't go to just one church, they go to all of the churches within a set mile radius. So initially, all of these churches will get the requests. And the more churches we add, then the smaller the radius can become. And then the churches right in that community can be the ones meeting the needs and ministering to these families. So Care Portal is really a tool to help those churches engage in this area of local ministry right outside their front door. So I do want to let listeners know, to enroll your church, simply go to justicefororphansny.org and click on the Care Portal tab. You can read more information, and then there's an enroll button. Jean, in addition to recruiting churches, you've been so faithful to do that. What are some other ways you've been advocating for the launch of Care Portal?
Well, I've been reaching out to some local businesses as well. We need some corporate sponsors, really,
yeah,
that will help help the churches do it, but also just help Justice for Orphans do what they need to do, and probably other things in the future that we would need financing for. So I have been speaking to several businesses that immediately came into my mind as ones that, because of I know the care they have for the community, mm-hmm, that they might want to be a part of this. And we're offering them different levels of sponsorship. There is a platinum and a gold and a silver sponsorship, which would be $10,000 for platinum, $5,000 for gold, and $1,000 for silver. Obviously, whatever contribution someone would give would really be appreciated. But if someone wanted to really be a official corporate sponsor,
yeah,
you know, that those are the opportunities that we have as well. And it gives them, maybe they're connected to a church as well. Maybe,
yeah,
they could talk to their church about, you know, becoming a resource.
Yeah, we need churches, and we do need the support of businesses, because this is, you know, as I'm learning, because the money ask is always like the hardest part for me. I want to do the ministry part, but I don't want to think about the money part. But I'm learning that it takes money to do ministry. That's just the reality of it. Justice for Orphans is a nonprofit 501c3, and we rely on the generous giving of individuals, churches, and businesses for us to launch, manage, and grow Care Portal in Schenectady County and to be able to take it to other counties in the area as well. It takes funding. So, Jean, you are a business person yourself. What would you say, or what do you say, to business leaders out there?
Well, basically, I'm just asking them to, I'm telling them the story is a lot of what I'm doing, is just telling them the story. And once you tell the story of what Care Portal is doing, a lot of times they just want to be a part of it. And one of the stories that I have been telling people is what happened in Arizona. I believe they've had it for about 3 years. They've been using Care Portal. And this year, in the 2018 State of the Union address, the governor of Arizona, Governor Ducey, actually included what is going on with Care Portal. And he said, and I'm quoting from his speech here, but he said, "The problems, just 2 years ago, the problems at the state's new child safety department seemed insurmountable. But because of the committed service of our state's child safety workers, nonprofit organizations, and the faith-based community, combined with legislative support, the Casey Family Programs just named Arizona the best in the country for its foster care reduction. The backlog that plagued the agency for so long has been eliminated. The average caseload has dropped," and this is the thing, the numbers that really said to me, this is actually achievable. "The average caseload has dropped from 145 cases to 16.
Wow.
And since a year ago, we found safety and permanency for nearly 11,000 children. So I'm proud to announce that our budget investment this year will be in adoption services, because we're finding kids loving homes again. I want to thank our faith-based community for stepping up to the plate. This is where we need your energy and action. Please don't let up." And that was the governor of Arizona saying it. And I believe also that I read that they kept 3,000 kids. In those 3 years, they kept 3,000 kids out of foster care.
Yes.
That's astonishing, and that is actually completely, fundamentally changed the foster care system in that state.
And through Care Portal.
Through Care Portal. Yeah. So that's pretty much what I'm telling people. And then it's just of, will they or won't they?
Yeah.
Because when they're hearing the story, it is impacting.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we do need, Care Portal is a tool to help the churches to have this kind of impact in the foster care system, because New York has some of the highest numbers in the state. A lot of people don't realize there's about, between some stats I found, are 16,000 children. That's one of the stats that comes from through New York State that I've been able to find online. I've heard it's actually a little higher than that. 16,000 children on average in foster care in New York State. That's some of the highest numbers in the country. So we need the churches to partner with us and really to use this tool to have an impact there, and businesses and individuals to give and to help financially to invest into this ministry so that we can provide this resource to the churches. So we need people to invest monthly, even $30 or $40 a month, whatever someone can give. Our website is set up to accept recurring donations, so listeners can give securely at justicefororphansny.org. Just click on the donation button. You can help us to help the church minister to local children and families in crisis through your tax-deductible gift. So, Jean, as we wrap up, because believe it or not, we're at the end here already, what is on your heart that you really want our listeners to hear, to take away from our conversation today?
I would say, if you are a business person, to be thinking, is this something that we could do as a business to be a sponsor here? If you're a pastor that's listening and you're thinking to yourself, as you look over in your mind, the core group of people that always do everything in your church, because churches are like everything else, and frequently 20% of the people are doing 80%
of the work
in the church. And so I've gone to pastors and said, you know, would you consider enrolling? And they went through their mind. I watched their eyes go da-da-da-da-da as they thought, oh, well, nope, they're too busy already. And they couldn't think of a person who could be the point person for the church. I believe if they allow you or someone to come in and speak about what Care Portal is and what it's doing, that somebody sitting in that congregation who's never participated before is going to raise their hand and say, oh, I can do this. This is for me. I really believe this is a ministry that people who've never participated in ministry before will want to volunteer for. So I'm saying let it come in.
Yeah.
Let your people hear about it.
Yeah, we would love to come and cast vision and share how it's done. And there's a video right on our website. You can also go to careportal.org and watch this 2-minute video that really explains what it is and how it works. And then a church just needs to have a point person, which is really a volunteer who's willing to receive the email from the county and then decide, okay, we're going to meet this need. There's a need for a bunk bed. We'll share this with our congregation. And if anybody has a bunk bed or wants to purchase a bunk bed, then you just respond back to the caseworker.
And churches can work together to meet the
needs. Churches can collaborate together.
One person can do the linens, one person could do the mattress, and another church has the beds available.
Has the bed frames. And so, and not just one church receives the request. And you'll know when you get the email, you can click on and see all the other churches in the area who also got the request. So you can collaborate with them if it's a bigger need, so that no one church is expected to meet a big need like that. And there's no minimum number of needs that a church has to respond to. A church can simply, we just ask, you know, try to meet one need a month. But that's not a requirement. That's just a suggestion. So it's really managed by the point person. And it doesn't have to be the pastor. Of course, the pastor needs to approve it. But just a volunteer point person to open the email and then share the request with the congregation, the volunteers from the church who might want to be a part of meeting the need. So, Jean, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us today and for all the work you're doing as a Care Portal ambassador for us. If you would like to learn more about Care Portal or to enroll your church or to make a tax-deductible gift toward the work of the ministry, visit our website at justicefororphansny.org.
That sounds good.
Yeah, we want you to do that. And we thank you for listening to Orphans No More today. You can find more episodes of this show right on our website, justicefororphansny.org. Just click on podcast. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean by searching for the show by name, which is Orphans No More. Be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. Every 25th follower receives a free bag of Greater Things Roasters coffee. JFO is a nonprofit ministry on a mission to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. We inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you to, maybe even through Care Portal. To learn more, visit us at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.